Hey, welcome back to the Yoga Lounge Cast. I was thinking it would be cool if we had like a more professional sounding intro, something like this.
Welcome to the Yoga Lounge Cast. We're about to get there. I'll be here.
Keep it real up in the field. I don't know if that works. Maybe we'll try something else next time. All right, anyway, here is your to-go practice for the week. Hope you enjoy it.
And we're back. Hey, welcome back. Happy yoga. Back at it again with another on-the-go practice for you. We'll start off once again in child's pose. Sink back. Let the knees open wide. Let the hips sink down. And just breathe. Keep lengthening the breath, find some space in the back and in the hips. Inhale and rise up, tabletop. Shoulders draw back, closing off the armpit by rotating those shoulders down the back, rotating the elbows toward the back of the room. Lengthen the spine, draw the navel in. Find length in the back of the neck. Tuck the chin. Exhale, cat pose, rounding the back. Inhale, cow pose, arching the back. Send the pelvis high. Exhale, pull the belly in and round. Inhale, find extension, cow pose, gaze rises. Exhale, rounding. Inhale, extension. Exhale, pull the belly in. Inhale, cow. Tuck the toes under, downward facing dog. Exhale. Work it out a little bit here. Pedal out the feet, move the hips, release the head. Stretch, just do what feels good. Walk the feet forward outside the hands and sink the hips low, coming into a low squat or goddess squat. You can always bring a block under the hips if you need some support here. It's early in the practice. Just getting into the hips a little bit earlier today. We'll keep coming back here. Pressing the legs open with the arms. Hands are at the heart center in prayer. Lengthen the spine. Find a little bit of movement here. Small circles with the hips. And circling back the opposite way. Bring it back to center. Fingertips to the mat. Send the hips high and walk the feet in. Forward fold. catching elbows for Ragdoll. Release the head, the neck, the jaw. Stay loose with it. Find a place to let go. Release some tension that's hidden in your body. And now release the hands down to the mat. Rolling up halfway, half lift. Lengthen the spine. And folding back down, exhale. Rising all the way to stand this time. Arms sweep overhead. Palms pressed together, inhale. Hands to the heart, exhale. Let the eyes close. Shift the weight back and forth until you find equal weight in both feet. Lift the ribs, draw the belly in, lengthen the neck, draw the crown of the head up to the ceiling. Inhale, reach the arms high. Exhale, reaching down, forward fold. Half lift to lengthen, inhale. Hands to the mat, step back, high plank. Take a breath in, shift forward. And lower to the belly. Exhale. Cobra pose. Lift the heart. Stay light in the hands. And lower the forehead to the mat. Exhale. Inhale. Lifting again. Exhale. Lower. Inhale. Once more. Lift. Cobra pose. Exhale. Forehead to the mat. Press back. Child's pose. Tuck the toes, downward facing dog. Lift the heels, bend the knees, step forward to the hands. Half lift and fold. Exhale, rising up, reach tall. Fold forward. Half lift, hands plant, step back, high plank. Inhale, shift forward. Exhale, lower to the belly. Turn the toes over, cobra pose, inhale. Right back, downward facing dog, exhale. Keep drawing the core together, pulling that belly in. Gazing back at your own legs. Lift the heels, bend the knees, step or lightly pop to the top of the mat. Halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Rise up, breathe in. Dive down, breathe out. Half lift. High plank. Shifting forward, this time low plank. Chaturanga, halfway down. Lift the heart now, upward facing dog. Legs float, pressing back, downward facing dog. Heels rise, knees bend. Feet float forward, half lift. And fold, exhale. Rise and reach. Fold forward. Lengthen the spine, halfway up. Hands plant, step back. lowering halfway down, lifting up, back bend, and pressing back, hips high for down dog. Four more breaths here. Three. Two. Last one. Inhale, heels rise. Exhale, knees bend. Inhale, feet to the front of the mat, half lift. Forward fold. Rise up. Sweep the arms, big breath in. Chair pose now, sink the hips low. Keep reaching the arms and the chest up. Steady eyes, steady breath. For five. Four. Three. Two. And one. Exhale, forward fold. Step the right foot back for a low lunge. Staying low in the hips, that back knee can drop if you like, or keep the leg long. With the right foot back, the left foot forward, right hand plants, left hand reaching up for a spinal twist. Plant the hand down, step back, low plank. Upward facing dog, inhale. Downward facing dog, exhale. Step or hop the feet forward, chair pose. Stay low, reach high. Five. Four. Three. Two. And one. Hands to the mat. Exhale, fold. Stepping the left foot back now. Take a moment. Establish your lunge. Find that length. Feeling it in the hips. Plant the right hand down. Twisting through the spine as the right hand lifts up. Well, I guess you should plant the left hand down then. Okay, I'll edit this later. No, you know what? I'm going to leave that in. Mistakes are okay. Right? Why am I going to lie and pretend like I did a perfect class here? Right? Just because it's recorded, just let it be real, right? So you make mistakes when you're teaching, you make mistakes when you're practicing. These things happen. You just move on. All right, plant that hand back down. Right foot steps back, exhale, chaturanga, low plank, upward facing, inhale, downward facing dog. Press back. Heels rise, knees bend, hips spring forward, half lift, and forward fold. Chair pose, come low, reach high, inhale, plant the hands, crow pose, exhale. Shift the weight forward, lift the feet if you like. Keep breathing. Two more breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Let the feet lower. Low squat or goddess squat. Lengthen the spine. Find your breath. Plant the hands, lifting up for crow once more. Just a breath in as you lift. Step or lightly float the feet back, low plank. Exhale. Upward dog and downward facing dog. Take the right leg high. Inhale. Stepping forward, low lunge. Plant that left hand, right hand reaching. Spinal twist. Inhale. Both hands down. Exhale. Rising for a crescent lunge. Inhale. Lift the torso. Reach the arms high. Opening up to warrior two. Hips spin open, arms reach long, gazing over that front hand. Front palm flips up, inhale, reach it back, find length in the right side of the body. Exalted warrior. Circle the hands back to the top of the mat. Step back, low plank. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Take the left leg up. Low lunge, exhale, step through. Right hand plants, left hand reaches, spinal twist, inhale. Hands down, low lunge, exhale. Rise up, inhale, crescent lunge. Exhale open, warrior two. Lunging into that left leg. Let the shoulders relax as the arms reach. Flip the left palm. Inhale, take it back. Hands to the top of the mat. Step back and flow here. Exhale, lower. Inhale, heart lifts, upward facing. Downward dog. Exhale, press the hips back. Look forward to the hands. Step or jump. Half lift, inhale. Fold. Exhale. Chair, sink the hips. Reach up, breathe in. Plant the hands, exhale, fold, crow, inhale, lift up, exhale, feet land, goddess squat. Take a breath in, lengthen the spine, plant the hands, and if you like, lift up again for crow. Either way, step or lightly float the feet back, low plank. Up dog, inhale. Downward facing dog. Exhale. Right leg reaches up. Inhale. Step forward, low lunge. Exhale. Twisting, right hand reaches high. Inhale. Plant the hand again. Exhale. Rise up, crescent lunge. Inhale. Warrior two. Exhale. Palm flips, reach back, breathe in. Hands to the mat. Step it back. Chaturanga. Exhale. Upward facing. Downward facing dog. Left leg reaching up. Inhale. Step. Right hand plants. Left hand reaches. Both hands down. Low lunge. Crescent. Breathe in. Reach up. Open it up. Warrior two. Take it back. Inhale. Reach back. Hands to the mat. Step back. Low plank. Exhale. Upward facing. Downward facing dog. Good. Take five breaths here. Or if you prefer, settle on in for child's pose. If you're in child's pose, press back up to downward dog if you're ready. From down dog, step or hop forward, half lift. Fold, exhale. Rise to standing, inhale. Sink the hips low, right leg over eagle pose. As the legs cross, the arms cross as well. Right arm sweeps under the left. Hands reach together or towards opposite shoulders. Squeeze it all in. Make sure you can still hear your breath. If you want, you can make an eagle sound here. Caw-caw, caw-caw. I don't think I've ever heard an eagle, so I'm just guessing that that's what they sound like. Okay, we unwind. Stay low in the hips, all right? Keep it low, all the way to chair pose here, and right to the other side. Now, left leg crossing over, squeezing the legs together. Left arm sweeps under the right. Palm to palm, maybe back of the hands touch, or reaching across for the shoulders. Keep lifting those elbows up in line with the shoulders. Keep breathing. All right, stay low as you unwind. Chair is the release. Take a breath in. Forward fold. And right away lifting up into our crow pose. One breath. Lower the feet. Gotta squat. Exhale. Plant the hands. Lift up, crow. Step or jump back. Low plank. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Right leg rising. Inhale. Step it through. Low lunge. We find our twist. Right arm reaching up. Plant both hands. And now rise up. Crescent lunge. Opening up. Warrior two. Reach back. Inhale. And this time we move from here into our extended side angle. Rolling forward on that exhale, forearm to the front thigh or hand to the mat. Now, if you're reaching that hand to the mat, make sure that it doesn't compromise the rest of your pose here. Sometimes we like to achieve things, right? So we put that hand down, thinking we've gotten somewhere, but meanwhile, we're twisting our hips out of alignment. We're just taking away all the benefits of the pose because our ego goes, I need to win here, right? So please, go with how this feels. Get those hips in line and just put the hand wherever it needs to be. Take one more breath. Plant the hands, step back, low plank. Inhale up. Exhale. Dog presses back. Down dog. Left leg high. Step it through. Find your twist. Reach up. Plant the hands on the exhale. Rise up, crescent. Exhale, open. Warrior two, reaching long. Reach back. And side angle this side. Take one more breath in and let it go. Step back, low plank. Moving through your vinyasa here, just follow your breath. Once you get to downward facing dog, take a deep breath in. Open your mouth, sigh it out. Just let it all go. Do that again. Inhale. Sigh it out. Doesn't that feel good to let go? How many times in our life, can we just take a moment and sigh it all out, right? Rather than reacting out of anger or out of feeling hurt or whatever it is. Maybe we can just let that tension out and pursue a more useful way of responding to things. Step or jump forward, half lift. Fold. Chair, sink the hips. Rise up, breathe in. Shift the weight to the right foot. Send the left leg back and reach forward, warrior three. Straighten up through that standing leg. Lengthen every limb. Find your balance. Standing splits, hands to the mat. Keep the leg high, reach it up a little bit longer. You can stay right here, or to challenge the balance a little bit more, hands draw to the heart. Release the forward fold. Half lift. Step or jump back. Low plank. Upward dog. And down dog. Take a breath in. Sigh it out. Step or jump forward. Half lift. And forward fold. sink the hips, rise up chair, shift the weight, warrior three, other side. Standing splits, hands down, leg high, reach, find your balance, release into the fold as the leg continues to lift. Hands maybe stay down, or if you prefer, they draw to the heart. Forward fold, half lift, plant the hands, crow, goddess squat. Take a few extra breaths here this time. Imagine that your breath is moving right down into those hips, just creating space, letting things relax and open up. If you'd like another crow, take a breath and lift up here, otherwise right from your goddess squat, step or jump back, low plank. Up dog, and downward facing dog. Drawing forward for a high plank, keep pressing the mat away. Your modification here, if you'd like, is to drop the knees. Shift the weight to the right hand, side plank, left arm reaches up. Again, if you'd like to modify, that bottom knee drops down, kickstands the leg out a bit. Spilling over plank and lifting up for the other side right away. Right hand reaching. Stacking the shoulder right over the wrist of that supporting arm. High plank. Low plank, upward dog, down facing dog, press it back, lift the right leg, step forward, warrior one, rise up. Keep breathing right here. Take it open, warrior two. Setting up triangle, front leg straightens. Reach forward, send the hips back, and settle into your triangle pose. Rise back up, bend that front knee, warrior two. Reach back, inhale, hands to the mat, step back, low plank. Upward facing dog. And down facing dog, press it back. Take the left leg high, step it through. Warrior one this time as that back foot opens up, rise up and breathe. Opening up to warrior two. Front leg straightens, hips back, reach forward, triangle. Rising up. Inhale, bend the front knee. Warrior two. Reach back, breathe in. Hands to the mat. Chaturanga, exhale. Inhale, lift the heart. Press back, down dog. Step or hop forward, half lift. Fold. Rise all the way up to standing. Arms reach. Hands to the heart. We'll step the right foot back just a bit for pyramid pose. So hips stay in line. Feet on opposite train tracks here. Facing the front of the room. Beginning to fold from the hips. Both legs straight. Keep breathing. Gentle rise up. Step the foot forward. Opposite foot steps back. And fold. Rolling up the spine, inhale, step the feet together, exhale. Reach up, breathe in, fold forward, breathe out. Step the feet wide, sink the hips low, one last squat here. Feel free to find some movement in the arms, taking them open wide. Reaching one arm up and the other down across the knee. Maybe finding a bind, reaching that top arm behind the back. If you're bound, release. Take the arms back through center and open up to the other side. Twisting open. Continuing that breath into the belly. If you'd like the bind on this side, reach behind. Bring it back to center. Right from your low squat here. Use the hands if you need. Sink those hips down to a seat and roll onto your back. Draw the right knee into the chest. Squeeze everything in. Plant the left foot on the mat, bending the knee, and draw that right ankle across the left thigh for figure four stretch. Hands thread through, taking hold of the back of the left thigh or around to the knee. And draw in any amount. Get that reclined pigeon pose where you like it. Flex that right foot and make sure the knee's protected. Feeling this in the right hip. Release the grip around the leg. Let the foot plant. Unwind. Planting the right foot down. Left ankle crossing over. Flex the left foot. Draw the knee towards the chest. Reaching through. Just feeling out how this side feels different. Release the knee, uncross the ankle, draw the feet together, let the knees fall open wide. Drawing the knees back up, plant the feet, and lift yourself up into bridge pose. Using the strength of the legs, press down through the whole foot, send the hips high. Roll down, hips back to the mat. Let the knees release side to side. Coming back to center. Second bridge pose. Inhale, lift up. Slowly lower. Let the knees fall side to side. Last back bend here. Inhale, rise up. Release down. Once again, open the knees, draw the feet together. Supta Baddha Konasana, reclined bound ankle pose. One hand now on the heart, the other hand on the belly. Extend the legs long. Release the arms to the sides. Legs up the wall. Legs lift high. And just float the legs up there. Spinal twist, draw the knees to the chest. The knees fall to the right, arms reach wide, turning the head to the left. Draw back to center. Knees to the left. Head to the right. Draw the knees to center. Happy baby. Taking hold of the pinky edge of the foot. Drawing the knees into the armpits. As much pressure as you'd like here. Find a little bit of movement with it. Straightening one leg. And then the other. Finally, release both legs. Settle in for Shavasana. Take your rest. start to find a little bit of movement. Reach long, find a full body stretch. Draw the knees to the chest. And roll over onto your right side. Press up to your seat.
Draw your hands to your heart. Give yourself some gratitude for putting in this work. And we end, as always, with an acknowledgement that our internal life, our struggles, our hopes, our happiness, our sadness, is the same as the internal life of everyone else. And realizing that, hopefully, will make us a little bit kinder to each other. So bowing the head together, namaste.